New Zealand is one of only a handful of countries with prior arrangement to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which has just been found to be 90% effective in trials. But many questions remain to be answered, including how long the vaccine lasts. Graham Le Gros is director of Wellington's Maligan Institute and is on the line. Kia ora.
Kia ora. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. As for this vaccine, how long do you think it could last?
It's all guesses at the moment. The company has actually been very prudent and said, hey, let's just wait to see if there's any adverse reactions happening over the next 2 months. But all looking at the data as we stand now, at least it's protected when you get the vaccine. So we could protect border control people, people who are actually healthcare workers, and people who are vulnerable. So it's very exciting from that point of view. Better than nothing.
Indeed. But what reservations do you have?
Well, it hasn't been through the full period of time of evaluation. Vaccines need several years of just making sure nothing pops up. Does it work? This is a great trial that's just been reported because it covers a number of different ethnicities. It's 44,000 people, a range of areas, and presumably a range of quite severe exposures to the virus. And those people who were vaccinated did not get the infection. We don't know whether it stops spread. We don't know a few other things yet. We just know that people didn't get sick. So that's all we know.
So do we know at this stage whether it would work, whether it would be safe?
We know that it should be safe up till now. That's the really good news. And we know that it seems to be effective at the best rates we can expect for a vaccine. That's up in the measles class at the moment. How long that protective immunity will last for, we don't know until we're a few years down the track.
And why would it normally take so many more years to go through this trial phase when Pfizer's managed to get it to this stage so fast?
Well, I was just reading. They cancelled all leave. Those people have been, like us, have been working really hard all the way through. Been quite remarkable that they could have a multi-country trial. I think there's about 120 sites around the world, and to get this done, I think just they worked their backsides off.
Okay. Significant for New Zealand because 750,000 people could get it here.
Yes.
How soon could that happen?
It's anticipation. It could actually, realistically, early-ish or middle next year. I think we've got to get things all lined up, and maybe a few high-interest groups could be protected once the vaccine's here. Now, the company have said, Pfizer have said that they've already made about, I think, 30 million vaccine doses. Now, just think, everyone in the world who have actually signed up want that, including America. How soon we can get our particular set of doses, but it should be shipping, getting ready to be shipped and stored. Remember, there's a big challenge with this vaccine. It needs to be stored at minus 70 degrees centigrade, which is a very difficult thing to achieve. You can't do it with modern, just your normal domestic freezer. You need the specialised freezers you have in our laboratories or in hospitals.
Okay. So 750,000, what order should they be doled out in? Because clearly it's going to take some time before we'd be at whole population level.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's a really good point to make that this is not the one vaccine to rule them all. I think there need to be several different types of vaccines. Because we can't predict how long they'll last, whether they'll need re-immunisation, etc., there need to be several different types of vaccines tried out in the New Zealand population, in the global population, to find out which one is best long-term. So I don't anticipate we'll have more of this vaccine. I think we'll just see how this one runs through, and it'll be to those people who are most vulnerable. And the government is making that, going through the process of making those decisions right now with the vaccine task force.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Graham Le Gros, Director of Wellington's Maligan Institute.